I am Barbara Denny. This is the interview with Joe Altus Van Hanks for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done on October the 4th of 2011 at 19 Primrose Lane in Nashville, Arkansas in the County of Pike. The audio recording and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville. And the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes, I, Joseph Van Hanks, am willing.
First, I would like you to say your complete legal name.
Joe Altus Van Hanks.
And spell it for me.
J-O-A-L-T-A-S-V-A-N-H-A-N-K-S.
And then tell me the city and county in which you presently reside.
Nashville, Arkansas, and Pike County.
Joe, this is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and the challenges. Okay, it says, first I'd like, okay, what has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program? As a member or as a professional agent, specialist, etc.?
As a member, and first, I'm supposed to tell the first meeting time.
Okay.
1950, and it was called the Home Demonstration Club, with Miss Mary Mitchell as our
director.
Director.
Okay. How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
Through my neighbors and friends that were organizing the club for Sweet Home, local.
Said, how long have you been associated with the program?
61 years now.
So how did you get started in that?
Well, we went to an individual home and began organizing and making plans to house a community center where we could call our very own meeting place. We began meeting in individual homes, and that worked very well for a while, but we began to get more members, and it was crowded in the homes and everything, and we began thinking of projects we could work with to accumulate funds for building us a community building.
So that was the first club you were associated with?
Yes, ma'am.
And what year was that again?
About 1950.
1950. Are you presently a club member?
Yes, I am.
And what's the name of that club?
Sweet Home Extension Homemakers Club.
The county?
Pike County.
And district?
Ouachita.
Okay. Do you have any special remembrances of that first meeting or that first club?
Well, yes, we gathered together, and the hostess had refreshments to serve us. We played a little game or so, and we talked about helpful hints for the homemaker and how we could interact with the community and be involved to be a help to our community.
So why did you join?
Because I love people and I wanted to be useful and enjoy the fellowship of my neighbors and friends around about, and it was just a wonderful fellowship and wonderful information that we received, and I just started out, I was just a member, and then I became a reporter and then a treasurer and later a vice president, and then the president died, and so I became president, and I held the position as president for over 14 years.
So when it says how involved did you become, you really took part in all the activities and became an involved member, okay? Why have you continued your membership?
Well, because of the learning crafts and want to have a sense of responsibility to home and friends and others, because it was just something that I love to do.
That's good. Have you attended state council meetings?
Yes, I believe along about the first ones were about 1995, and I kept going every year to about 2001, and it was a lot of helpful hints and a lot of lessons that we attended the class for, and enjoyed the good fellowship and meeting with other friends from other counties and all that.
So, and you do have special remembrances of that event?
Yes.
Probably met a lot of special people and made new friends?
Yeah.
How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Well, I think I had a sense of responsibility to home and friends and others, and along a lot of good information for more efficiently serving my family and friends and community.
Okay. What's been your favorite event or activity?
Well, a lot of crafts, and like we made a stuffed rabbit and dressed it, and we made a doll from the strings of a mop head, and decorated her, and we made covers out of safety pins, and we made quilts with our names, blocks of individuals in our local club, and we made pillow quilts and like useful for camping or even at home. You can lie down and put your feet in the pillow pocket and